This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Gentlemen. We're having a phone lock issue.
You guys are blowing them up.
Okay? You're literally frying the main frame. Okay, can we go to anybody or we can't go to anybody right now? Can we try to go to somebody here? I have no idea who this is. Who are you? What is your name?
Gary.
Gary?
From Memphis.
Who are
yes.
you blaming
Appreciate
the
you calling,
most?
Gary.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing, man? I know I was live.
Oh, you're live.
Love the show. Love the show, guys. I really do. I listen to you all day. But no, I'm blaming Isolo all day because at the end of the day, it was a bad hire. And at the end of the day, I look at it like, well, you got to look at the culture. When you're building a team, you got to have a culture. He's from Finley. Memphis. It's polar opposites to me. So, y'all need somebody. Jaren needs somebody that's an older coach with more that has done more in the NBA to get a little more respect from them. So, it's definitely on Isolo, my guy. So, y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother.
There you go.
And for listening. Vote Tuomas Isolo.
We have a big problem. We're deadlocked. The phone lines blew up, but we're having phone issues. We're deadlocked at 2 apiece with Zach Kleiman and Tuomas Isolo.
And Brad is literally trying to screw the phone back together.
Brad
it blew
is,
up.
It, the,
it did.
I mean, if this isn't a microcosm of the Grizzly season, bro, where we're just trying to put all these parts together just to try to get through the day.
The mess blew the circuit.
Oh my God, man.
So you're saying we are tied as of now.
Because I threw out A1 voted for everybody.
That was not the question.
And even if I gave
a vote to each and it's still tied.
Right.
Yes, no.
Right.
And we have to throw his votes out. We do.
This is very important to
so is
break
there
the tie.
Any hope of being able to get these votes in? Are we done?
I think we have to call it.
Oh man, I hate it for the folks that actually called in. All in seriousness, for the folks that called in and couldn't get through.
It's been a while since
y'all can tell there was dust on that.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute.
You guys can call back in now. We had a little phone. We had to reboot the system.
Just call Brad Zach Eady, the savior. Amazing.
I was told we would never take calls, so
we did it.
It was smart.
And
thank you for getting back.
I'm sorry, guys. No, y'all are good. This is on me.
Right. And we can complete this.
Let's break the tie.
What is it? Tied up now? You guys have been keeping count?
Oh, we've been keeping count. Isolo and Kleiman, both two votes apiece.
It's appropriate.
445-0929.
Break the tide.
All right, we're going to do this for the next couple of minutes. God willing, I believe in this phone line and I believe in our operators. They are working around the clock, all right, to get you on. 445-0929.
So hard.
If you want to break this tie. But, you know, it kind of is going as I would have expected, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the players were going to skirt most of the blame. For now, because it's so early, and honestly, Isolo is the easiest target in the world. Like he was, you know, kind of handed the job, and you know, The team stinks. Mm-hmm. And so I expected that there would be a lot of that, but we'll see. We'll get to a few more here. We go to Rodney. Rodney, you're on.
You're making $50 million a year. Get that your thumb out your ass and get to work, man. Stop playing ball. It's not the coach.
All right, I'm sorry.
That was a vote for Jaren Jackson Jr., the players.
Ja?
For Ja.
And Ja.
Oh, so Ja and
this is
Jaren.
A player's vote, as you asked
for. Yeah, it's a player vote. All right.
Rodney, appreciate that call, bro.
I do think they kind of go hand in hand, right? I do think they go.
Yeah, we said players.
Yeah.
The coach or the general manager.
We go to Terrence. Terrence, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Yo,
what's up, Terrence.
Yeah, man, it's simple, man. Like, listen, I'm in senior leadership in corporate America, and it does not matter how great an idea you have, whatever plan that you have. If you don't get buy-in from your employees, it's not going to work. And it's the same thing with coaching. It's incumbent upon Thomas Isolo to get buy-in from the players, and it's obvious that it's not. Jaren and Ja, they bear responsibility, no doubt. But ultimately, it's Isolo. This is the same team until the collapse at the end of the season was a number two seed. Would have been a number two seed, I think, two or three years in a row, right? So you ultimately, to get the buy-in from your players, it has to make sense to them. So if you can't do it, then you are not a good coach. Systems don't matter if the Jimmy and Joes don't execute it. So it's clear with that. Zach Kleiman deserves a little bit of blame, but Zach Kleiman also is the same person that signed and developed and got all these players on our. So, yeah, he's had some hit and misses, but it's obviously on Thomas Isolo. It's embarrassing to see a team that was in the playoffs last year look like a number one lottery team.
Terrence, appreciate the call.
So that's vote. One more for Isolo.
Thomas Isolo.
The vote that's captivating the nation. Are we going to Wes next, Brad? Wes, you're on.
Hey, guys. Who hired him? Who hired Isolo? Kleiman. I vote Kleiman.
Wes says Kleiman. We're tied again.
Vote Zach Kleiman.
Now, Brad might censor you on that side, but the votes are still coming in.
Appreciate the call, Wes.
What a piece. Thanks, Wes.
No censoring, y'all.
445-0929. We go to Eric. Eric, you're on.
You may have the deciding vote.
You may have the deciding vote here, Eric, unless he votes for someone else.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with Isolo, man, because, I mean, when he did that press conference and he said, I don't label players as bench players and starters. It's 18 players on the roster and all of them are equal. Come on, man. You got Ja Morant. That's the big ticket. And you're talking about you look at all players as the same. Get them out of here fast, man. Get them, ship them out.
Vote for Thomas Isolo. Eric, thank you for the call, brother.
Thanks for casting the deciding vote there,
man.
And that's going to do it for this edition. It's been a very eventful edition of Grizzlies Survivor. There's no question about it. But we've gotten the council together.
Yep.
And they've all come and they voted, and it was close. It was very close. But this episode, in this week's edition of Grizzlies Survivor, Thomas Isolo. You have been voted off the island. You have been exiled. What's that? We got to get the Survivor theme, Brad. We got to get the proper Survivor theme because it does feel like this is Lord of the Flies right now with the Grizz.
Zach Kleiman had to be sweating.
And here comes
the other thing about the guy that got left. He had four votes. That's what happens in those things. Yep.
Thomas
Snuff
Isolo.
Out the flame. The people have spoken.
And again, controversial week one. John Jaren, you got to vote. You're on notice. Don't turn that thing down.
No.
This is the elimination, Brad. Yep. This is a big crescendo of the episode.
People broke the phone lines trying to get in Thomas Isolo.
They said do it more.
Zach Kleiman.
My God.
You're next. You better figure
it
out fast.
Form some alliances, Zach.
Exactly. Don't get too comfortable on the island,
four
brother.
Votes, that's scary.
Santi, thriving. Not a single
no
vote.
No votes.
None.
And here comes, like, you know, the first aid package. It's dropping down. It's Zach Edey and Ty Jerome. Bennett Doyle is going to join us in a little bit. Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Bennett Doyle. Man, what a warrior. Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network. What's your schedule with that? You doing, like, all the road games?
Half.
split the duties with the great John Roser. Yes, gotcha. I will be on the pregame, halftime, postgame this Saturday against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So please listen on these airwaves.
Now, is it true? I saw him tweet this. Is it true there was no postgame show last night?
Was there no postgame last night?
No. He said, Mom said, if you can't say something nice to somebody, don't say anything at all.
There was no postgame show last night?
Oh, no. He does. That you're talking about Roser on the away games will do like a Twitter live.
Oh, gotcha.
No, they did the network post. That's required by the NBA. I was about to say, there might be legal action taken if we didn't run
the
Grizzlies. Right. Okay,
no,
good.
I honestly
Thank
don't
God.
Think we would have said anything. I think we would have just said it's fine. all right. What do you think?
Last night was pretty disastrous. That looked like a team that lacked joy. I think there was not much to say. It was over after the first quarter.
Down 14 in the first.
The defense was absolutely atrocious. They could not stop anyone. And they were giving up rebounds to. Let me make sure I got the names right. It was rebounds to Nemias Keita, Chris Boucher, and Luka Garza.
Yeah.
They out-rebounded you, I want to say, 58-41.
That's
so.
Exactly.
Luka Garza was splashing Jaren from three.
That was concerning. Hey, actually, shout out to him. He's kind of like he's kind of improved his game. He came in the league as like the super hyped college player that was just undersized for the NBA, but he's actually turned himself into an NBA player. So,
well, certainly against Jaren,
shout out to Luka
did.
Garza.
Yeah.
Everything looks good now. On the other rosters.
Even we're like, damn, well, if only we had Luka Garza on this.
Looks
team.
Like a player.
I wasn't familiar with Nemias Keita's game as much. But he had a nice one.
Yeah. Yikes. Like, okay, I know. I mean, it's,
careful.
This is what's happening, right? There's only one thing that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
We just say, oh, we'll just wait until Zach Edey and Ty Jerome get back.
Okay, so.
And eventually, like, they're going to be back, and it's not going to be that much better, and then what are we going to do?
Okay, you don't know that, but I will say, what we saw last night, it is hard to envision Zach Edey coming back and curing that.
Right.
I mean, yeah, maybe you like don't lose the rebounding battle that bad, but
I mean, unless he somehow turned into Carmelo Anthony in the offseason with the ball, he is going to give you like 10 and 10.
No, that and listen, Coach Eastlow said it in the postgame, like that was a team last night that just didn't really want it. Like they were not trying hard last night. And the game was over after the first quarter, just like in the Knicks game. The Knicks, the reason last night was so much more concerning, though, the Knicks are amazing. Like, the two games you played before that are probably against the two best teams in the league, right? And the Knicks and the Thunder. Get blasted because you're just not as good as those teams. Last night, Boston was 5-7 coming into that game. They're coming off a second night of a back-to-back. It's a second night of a back-to-back, just like it was for you. And they're missing their best player. I know we were missing Ja last night, but come on, man. Like, you still have to be more competitive than that. I don't think anybody expected to win, but to lose like that, it's just like, well, I mean, it looks like it could be headed for disaster if it's going to be like that every night.
What concerned me the most, and maybe this is, you know, I'll try to frame it as a question. I would imagine you're concerned too, is last night, like you're saying, no Josh, sure, but this there seems to have been a trickle down effect. Maybe we've been talking about John Jaren seemingly not being on the same page as Isolo. Last night it looked like it was trickling down in terms of when you see that little effort down the roster, that concern that's why we said, man, you got to get this thing on the same page, because that's what I worried about last night, is if the rest of the roster and sort of the message that this has sent their two stars not on the same page. I'm concerned that there's starting to be a lack of buy-in from them.
Yeah, and like, again, like, granted, they didn't have a point guard last night. Like,
true.
Rolling Vince Williams out there as your starting point guard, which is not working. But, again, I just felt like it wasn't about who the Grizzlies have and don't have. Right. It was just about watching one team compete and one team not really compete. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, and
disappointing.
You know, I don't know. It's obviously, you know, we just took a lot of calls. You know, on
how was that?
It was fun, actually.
What's the consensus?
Well, I think the consensus is that, like, there's organizational blame, really, is what it like. So far, again, I know how the cadence of this is going to go. If the team continues to play this poorly, right now nobody's blaming the players. Right now, people are blaming both Zach Kleiman and Thomas Isolo. Right, as this progresses, though, And if it keeps at this pace, the players will, you know, come into view.
Well, dude, I don't know how you can't blame them from last night. Like, they're the ones out there playing the game. I understand, like, the frustration with, like, that maybe people are frustrated with the system they're running, all that. I totally get it, but
effort's supposed to be something that's professional.
Yeah, these guys get paid to play basketball.
That's why it's like, you know, if it's a college basketball team, right, the coach is the one that's responsible for picking the players, recruiting the players, where he spends his money, his budget, and everything like that. So I'm far more willing to criticize the coach in college than I am in the NBA, right? Because in the end, I don't think there's that much difference between Thomas Isolo and whoever you think the best coach in the NBA is.
I believe it's Tomas.
Tomas.
Yeah.
I mean,
There's a chwa in there.
Let me ask
as well,
you this. Do you think he deserves the accent right now? I mean, like,
yes.
He is a man.
I think he deserves the shorthand.
Yes. He deserves
your
respect. My God.
You're going to mispronounce his name on purpose.
I think he deserves the shorthand. I'm trying to have a conversation on the radio, okay? I'm not trying to sit here and Tomas, hello. You know,
oh wow!
You won't
beat a team over 500, and I'll come out and I'll do the whole show in Finnish.
Sounds like your vote is for Tuomas Isolo.
I'll do the whole show in Finnish if he beats a team above 500.
Let me make it official. Vote Tuomas Isolo. We got another vote in for Tuomas.
I think he called him Thomas Isolo all the show.
He did, yes. But we wanted to make it official. Who he actually
I enjoy
did,
it actually, John. Yeah. It's kind of fun.
One more, I'm gonna start calling that man Tom. All right.
Tom Isolo.
Yeah. But
coming on.
I'm glad. There goes my career. My whole point is I don't think there's that much of a difference between Tuomas Isolo and whoever you think is the best coach in the NBA. Like, all these guys know basketball. They can break down film. They, you know, there's just not that much difference. The difference is in your star players. Are they bringing their best to the table every night for one reason or another? And obviously, that is not happening.
Yeah.
That is
I mean, I do think that he's going to get the opportunity to see what it looks like when guys do start coming back.
Absolutely.
We don't know yet on Ty Jerome. That one, hopefully we'll get a medical update on him soon. But Edie sounds like it could be as soon as this weekend. It does sound like it's really close. Obviously, he had the doubtful designation last night. And I'll be interested to see what it looks like with him and John Jaren out there. You know, because the flip side of is Zach Edey going to fix all of this? Okay, we all agree. Maybe not. Like, that's a lot to put on somebody. At the same time, he is a lottery pick, a top 10 lottery pick going into his second season. There are expectations for him to be good, and he's going to need a couple games just to, like, get back into, you know, NBA shape and be able to run up and down the court. But, yeah, man, I mean, there are some expectations there for sure.
There are expectations, but it's like, I mean, he's not Anthony Edwards coming back from injury. I mean, he's going to come in and be a 10-10 guy.
That would help. That would go a long way.
I mean,
it would
help, but it ain't
that would
the
go
difference.
A long way.
It ain't the difference. I mean, like, I guess by the, like, you put Jock Landale back to where he's supposed to be, which is a reserve big. You know, all right, now Jaren's got a babysitter. He can finally come to play again. You know, like, these are all things that's supposed to have a downstream effect. But it's like, you know, in the end, we can do this song, and we will do it because it's our only chance to cling to anything. But in the end, it's going to be about Jai and Jaren. And because that's the whole thesis of this season. The whole premise of this season is we believe that if we have – I don't even know, honestly. They were very ambiguous in the preseason about what their goals for were this season.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know. I think we kind of assumed that that was the premise, but maybe it's not. Like, they traded away Desmond Bane. They got all these picks. Like, we – you know, I think that's a – we're kind of like three blind mice around this mug. Like, what does this organization want to accomplish? What do they want to do?
Well, I mean, even though we like came in saying that maybe they'll take a step back because they traded Desmond Bane, I don't think anybody thought a step back would be like looking like a lottery team right now.
But there's not a great big gap between lottery team and play-in,
dude,
though.
I'll tell you, though.
And we agree they didn't get better.
I know nobody wants to hear it. I did, like, go through their schedule. And this is assuming that they lose the next two, like, on this road trip, that this is just a 0-for road trip. And I don't even think I was being that generous. I got to 8-13 is their record at the start of December, which that's not good, but that is something you could definitely overcome if things started to align. Yeah, I mean, you can get out of that.
So you have them going 4-4
after the San Antonio game.
Oh, so that'd be
'cause Sacramento was the first one. I know that, and you counted that as a dub.
Right. You got you got Sacramento at Dallas, Nuggets at Pelicans at Clippers.
There's three right there.
Clippers are bad.
Yeah, it's there. But,
I see where you're, how you're counting it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not, you're not out of the race, but like, again, it's like, it's always, you know, you got to play the other teams eventually too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you will play good teams again. And it's just like, I don't know what mind space this headspace this team is going to be in by that time. Because 8-13, like, it's a lot of L's, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. It's like, it's not, you're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination, but it's like, when you factor in just how damn bad the vibes are with the team.
Mm.
They're not going to get better if you're 8-13.
Yeah, that's I'm trying to think of what – I think it was that 2011 season when they were the 8th seed and beat the Spurs in the first round.
Right.
I want to say they started something like that. It was it was a bad start, and they were able to figure it out and turn it around.
But see, you're talking about a very different team.
Yeah.
You're talking about a team that, like, could do that. That could, like, that had some heart. I mean, that and I don't really get the vibe with this one that's in abundance. I mean, this team is just pouting and staying away from each other in timeout huddles. And I'm not asking you to co-sign this. I mean, that's the key difference. It's like, that one had Zach Randolph and Tony Allen and Marcus Saul, and this one's got, you know, Jaren Jackson Jr. getting two rebounds and a sleeveless Sherpa. You know, that's a key fundamental difference. But I get it. You know, we have to cling to something. And, you know, whether it's Ty Jerome, Zach Edey, the start of the 2011 season, you know, we got to do what we got to do to make it through the year.
Yeah. Hopefully it gets turned around. Hopefully reinforcements are coming soon.
Oh, they're coming.
Hopefully they're going to be here this weekend.
Yeah. So anyway, do we want to do that? Do we want to take a break and come back? I don't
probably
know.
Probably need to have been at Cam. Probably need to hit a break and then come back with.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I'm good.
I know you're
good.
We'll
just keep working you then.
Yeah. No,
if you don't mind.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it rolling here. On this
I mean, anything else about the Grizzlies? That was pretty depressing.
Don't blame me.
You did. There's a 4-4 stretch right around the corner.
My man went to the 15-year-ago season.
He said 11. Remember 11.
I'm saying 11. It can that's be insane. Done, man. Yeah, no, I'm saying
I appreciate
it can
you doing
be
that.
Done.
That is outrageous.
He did. He tried
it's
to
still early.
Lighten up
it's
the segment
still early.
With some hope. I appreciate that.
What do some people say? Right. The season doesn't start until December?
Yes.
Now, that's what you say.
After Christmas or something.
That's if you call the if you call AA Hoop right now, like, get ready for the season.
It's
just around the corner.
Up. We see it.
Our season starts December 1st.
Bro, I think they should pay you more.
To your point,
that's a great job.
To your point, that team, if we're going to go down this route, 8-10 was their record entering December.
Okay, so it was close. All right,
and then they were 14-17 at the end of December.
Okay,
there's time.
Long way to go.
Yeah,
long way to go.
So I mean, you obviously as we've talked about the key differences, but I like it. You dug deep for that one.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is we are in.
That's one of the fondest seasons in Grizzlies.
It is
history.
I mean,
people loved that year. It was amazing. One of my favorite years of my life.
And we gloss over a 14-17 start to the year.
That's right.
This team.
No one remembers that.
This team can be 14.
They only remember what happened at the end.
That's right. I thoroughly think this team can be 14-17. Like that's so doable. It's crazy.
I mean,
it is.
I would take that.
But I'm not saying it's going to end that way, but. You know, I don't know. I just worry about the collective compounding bad vibes. If they, you know, they're going to lose two more here. You know, just on paper, right? And then it's like
they'll be underdogs. Yeah.
Where do you, you know, where is everybody after that? You know, I think that's the because I don't know if the coach can help. I don't know if I don't know what the status of the leadership in the locker room is like.
Well, hopefully they get Ja back for the Cleveland game on Saturday. I would think they. Would
right. Yes,
it doesn't sound like that was a serious injury, so yes. Hopefully they get him back Saturday.
I'm thinking maybe Ja, Edey, and Cedric Howard because of KCP's injury. Yeah. That's what we talked about with Drew. Maybe
there's another another angle of hope for
a
you.
A completely different starting lineup in a way in terms of those.
You would hope that he's the next man up for that starting lineup. I mean, it's just people have wanted to see it now. He's one of the bright spots so far of this early season.
Yep. And KCP's injured.
If KCP's going to miss time, then yeah, you want to see him in that starting lineup. Yes.
Yeah. All right, Brad, should we take a break and come back with Bennett?
Okay.
Let's do that. We're going to take a break. We're going to let you compose your thoughts because we have more optimistic things to talk about in Memphis sports, like
good
Memphis football, Tigers, basketball. I mean, this is the golden age of Memphis sports this year. I mean, we really are just firing on all cylinders. We'll come back. J&J, 99 FM, ESPN. Bennett Doyle with us here on the show, continuing our lovely conversation about like what do you
what brings me joy?
I mean, like,
my family.
Right, you got to like look outside. You got to look outward.
It's a beautiful day outside.
It's been a while since we've had nothing to enjoy in Memphis sports. Like all teams, like
Memphis women's soccer going to the NCAA tournament and they're hosting.
We got just talked to Brooks Monahan few minutes ago. They are very excited about this weekend. I believe tickets are $12. You can get those at gotigersgo.com.
I got bad news.
Yeah, go out and support them. They play Illinois this weekend.
I got bad news for them, though.
What's up?
What?
They're going to lose based on the way this thing is going in Memphis.
What you talking about?
I hate to say it.
Don't put that on Brooks.
There's a real albatross now.
He doesn't lose.
I think somebody like purchased.
And that UTSA game, I watched it. That was an anomaly,
and
that was literally
not a loss.
Pouring down rain. It doesn't count as a loss. It counts as a tie.
Right.
Or a draw.
Right.
Sorry.
But it still really tanked their seed.
But he has not lost this year.
Yeah. But I'd say it. You just expect the worst, right?
I do not.
No, they're
going
to win because it's a host matchup, and we'll go to the region.
Yeah. It's been a while though since like the main ones, right? Memphis football, Memphis basketball, and Grizzlies basketball have all been. You know, Memphis football is out of it.
You let one 6-point loss to Ole Miss. You're done with Memphis basketball.
They're going to bring us a lot of great joy over the next 6 weeks. Eventually they'll be fine and they'll win the American.
Me and GP argue about this because he likes to pull up like these projections for this non-conference schedule. Dude, I think that they are going to get one of those Baylor Vanderbilt games. The back-to-back home games, they're going to get one of those. I believe it. That crowd will be rocking. I bet they'll win one of those too. Yeah.
Okay, he's saying they'll lose both.
Mm-hmm.
He's just saying that's what the projections say.
But I mean, it's got Baylor as a 2-point loss. KenPom does, so that's a coin flip. It was a 42% chance technically.
I'll be watching Purdue closely tonight. They play at Alabama.
Vandy is up to 12 at KenPom, so they look like they are way better than anybody bargained for this year.
Is Purdue next week or the week after?
Purdue is the 20th.
Next week.
They're
in the Bahamas next week.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll be watching them closely tonight. I want to say that game versus Alabama is on ESPN. So
yeah, John's already investing in it. That is a big game tonight.
Yeah, I got Purdue plus 3.
Do some scouting tonight. All right.
Although I hate to do it because LeBaron Filon is one of my children. I love him so much. Mm. Okay, fine. I hope you're right. I mean, I hope we need something.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like Memphis Tiger basketball is the most likely of the.
That's an American champ right there.
Because Memphis football is out. That's over. That ended with the loss to Tulane on Friday night.
Man, that was I hate that I'm even talking about this again because it was so painful. I tried to put it out of my memory.
You were asking about the crowd. The crowd was great.
Dude, it was.
The crowd was great, bro.
So I was at FedEx Forum because the Grizzlies played that night.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm in the control room, and as well after the game, we'd already done post game and everything, and like. You know, I was during the postgame show, I'm kind of paying attention, but like I'd already assumed that it was over at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I see that they're mounting the comeback, and so I pulled up on my phone, and then I'm able to watch like most of the fourth quarter in the control room.
Fourth quarter, man.
Man, that was so painful. Oh, it just ripped my heart out. And we were talking off air, like, again, you don't lose the UAB game. You don't have these kind of feelings as much about the Tulane game. You just say, okay, well, you lost to a good team. Because of the UAB game, it ruins everything. And I know that, listen, they could back their way into a conference championship game still. Like, that could happen. They win out. Other teams lose. You could still get there, but you don't want to – you don't want to be in that spot to have to hope that something else happens. You want to be able to control your own destiny.
Well, that's the spot they're in, and
yeah,
they're not getting into the championship game.
No, you don't know.
They're not.
You don't know.
I do know.
They'd win this weekend, beat Navy, and then see what happens.
Hey, let me ask you something. Let me put you on the spot.
Okay.
If you had to, in this day and age, it's probably a reality. If you had to pick between the two quarterbacks, Arrington Maiden and A.J. Hill,
we're already looking
year.
Towards the future.
Well, you got to because the page has been turned, and we have gotten a chance to see both of them in different situations
and
trying to play catch up.
Interesting, yes, for sure.
Yeah, right? I'm just saying, the Bennett Doyle eye. You know, if you have to invest in one and you're not getting both of them, which one are you picking?
A.J. was the higher ranked.
He's, well, the thrower,
he's a
four-star,
and Maiden's a three-star, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I think Maiden was three-star, yeah.
It is kind of weird that, like, we
saw... Are you basing your fundamental opinion on...
No, I was just asking.
The stars
asking,
matter
yeah.
to him.
It clearly
well,
let
it was, him make his decision.
It was weird because, okay, Maiden comes in and has the winning play for the
Arkansas
game, right?
Ran through the line.
Then... when Brennan gets hurt in the UAB game, A.J. Hill comes in and leads that final drive, and they almost win if it wasn't for a absolutely brutal penalty on first down, on first and goal. And then in the Tulane game, it's Maiden coming in to finish that game when Brennan Lewis gets hurt. So it's kind of interesting how this has played out, that you've seen both these guys this season, and it's not clear who is the actual backup to Brennan Lewis. I mean, Maiden is clearly like just looks like a freak athlete. Like, he's huge, dude. Like, that guy is massive.
And tough. We've seen him.
Yes.
And he gives you the both the run and the because we saw him throw for the first time against Tulane, and he actually did it. Barely missed the pass
at
the end.
I thought Cortez should have caught that.
A lot of people thought he should have caught
that. I did not think that was that bad of a throw. I thought he should have caught that. I mean, it was catchable.
It was catchable.
Yeah, it was there. A.J. Hill, I think just by judging off what we've seen, we would say maybe he has the better arm just because we've seen more of it this season. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
It's kind of a quandary.
I know one thing. They got to get one to stay.
No, you can't lose both.
You can't lose both.
I agree.
So I don't know if I have like a definitive answer on which one I would want. I just don't lose both, please. That's the most important. It's a tough dance. It'll also be interesting. Like, does Brennan play this weekend? We think he's going to play, right?
Yes. Even though I am on the train of no more Brennan Lewis for the rest of the year.
And the reason I can't get with that is because even though this has been disappointing, like, he's a senior, right? This is his final year.
I think this is exactly.
And
I
dude, they have like
fine, let him play the bowl game. But
okay, but they've won some big games. Like, he's been their leader all year. Like,
the end of his career.
You got to let him play the season out, I think.
But at what point do
you
I?
You can't do that to him,
dude.
It's not all his fault.
Well, he's not some victim. I'm giving him an NIL bag. I'm giving him a big NIL bag, and now he's playing hurt, and the season is effectively over. And I have to think about my future. My program is bigger than any one player's feelings. I know it's your last year, but honestly, just sue the NCAA. You'll probably get another one, you know?
Like, unless you're Dane Danger.
Yeah, like, I mean, exactly. Everybody except Dane Danger. Yeah.
I don't disagree with the premise I'd rather get
I mean, it's
this,
not.
Like,
it's, I'm not saying
right
that it's seamless. I'm not saying that it's like everything's going to be great, but it's like at the same time, it's 10 games in, you're 8-2, you're not going to go to the conference championship.
And you also have the fact that he's hurt, too, the point that you made.
Yeah.
And, you know, I appreciate all you've done. We're going to make sure you get your NIL appointments and everything like that, but I need to know, do I have my 2026 quarterback on this roster? I only have two, maybe three games left to find that out. Otherwise, I'm just guessing. Now, you could say, well, they got practice. But practice, Drew Barham was a 94% three-point shooter in practice, bro. The lights came on. He had piss running down his leg. So it's just like, I got to find out what is happening with my quarterback room.
I wouldn't do that this
Drew
weekend.
Takes another
especially
spray.
Still,
another bullet.
While you still, I Sorry, know you Drew. Don't want to hear it, but especially still while you could technically still get into the conference championship game. That's why I would roll with Brendan this weekend.
Have you looked at the tiebreakers or something? You sound really sure.
Yeah,
about
dude.
That.
I mean, I think you need
it's
to
what?
It's like the odds. It's like you have a better chance of.
Because ECU is still in it with just the one loss. You still got North Texas that's
out.
In it. You've still got you've got Tulane. You got South Florida. It's like too many teams with
I think
just
you
one
would
loss,
need,
right?
In it, you would need Tulane and USF to lose. Isn't
right.
that right? Yes.
Oh, man. Good luck with that, brother, with
and
what they got
North
left
Texas
on their schedule.
Lose, right? because you need North Texas. You need all three teams to lose because Tulane has the tiebreaker over you.
Respect, bro, to you for looking at the tiebreaker. I had turned the page, bro. You are all go Tigers,
trying
go.
To be optimistic.
This guy here.
You don't need to do that, though.
You're amazing.
You don't need to be. You don't need to.
This guy said there's
That's
still
right,
hope.
Justin.
You know, it's like when the government releases like the jobs report,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like a lie. It's like, oh, we want to feel good. Oh, we added 50,000 jobs this month. No, we didn't. We lost 275,000, man.
Dude, Silverfield gonna have you lead out the Tigers in a couple weeks.
I'll take a win at ECU. Come on, man, they're good.
They are not good.
They're 6-3.
They are good, John.
They're
they got
better
the best
than
defense
been.
In the American.
They've better
only than... one loss in the American. I'm pretty
All right,
sure.
So
that thing's gonna be rocking. They sell that thing out.
Memphis is 17-1 to win the American.
Okay.
So that's roughly like a 10%, 5%, something like that.
Ah, great.
I mean, that you're not dead, but it's not happening.
Let Bennett peddle hope.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I
for the Tigers football, I don't mind it.
Aren't you overdue for saying that, right. Man, how bad it used to be? I mean, we got to make sure we hit all the Memphis Tiger tropes.
No, I know. I've ended that. Okay. I used to say that for a long time, but we are at the point now where you cannot do the look what Memphis football used to be and look where we are now. No, we've been here for a long time.
That's
like there's the expectations are higher than they have been.
There are people, and it is the most frustrating.
People do still do that. We can't do that anymore. We're a bigger program than that.
It's like you know that guy G Fed.
I don't.
Who goes around visiting like all college stadiums?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw he was there.
Like he came to Memphis, and he's like one of his first takeaways was like, man, everybody here is kind of old. You know, and I'm like, you know, that's Memphis football, right? Memphis football fans are all old, and they'll all tell you
that is not
that's
true.
Not true. Dude, we were a diverse
Come on,
young
man.
Crowd
that is not
out there
true.
I
was not old
you?
When I was there earlier this season.
And we stood up.
They got
young
the,
and old.
They got the draft ready to go for when the Tigers lose. You got a short memory, kid. You got a short memory, Bucko. Because it used to. I was there when there was 4,000 people in the rain.
There are fewer of those though.
And I'm just like, okay, Boomer. Like, I get
changed.
It. It used to suck a lot more than it does now, but that doesn't. They have money now.
It's a good thing. No, it's a good thing that we don't have to say that anymore, right?
No, that's like poverty stuff.
Yeah. No,
you know,
this is a big time program now, and there's expectations.
Right.
Yes.
If this is like the first year of success, and you're and you're disappointed, that's fine. Like if Fuente's first. When they started undefeated, right?
Right.
And then they ended up, you know, bottoming out. That's fine. You want to do that in 2015? That's fine.
Yes.
We're not doing that in 2025.
No, we can't do that anymore.
When you got FedEx money flowing through that program. You got a brand-ass new stadium being built or a makeover, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's just all bad.
Go Tigers.
It's all bad, man. Bennett Doyle.
It's going to be all right.
I hope next week is better.
Me too. I hope I come in here bringing y'all some wins next week.
It's just week to week. As a sports psyche in Memphis, it's just week to week.
I can give you a win over UNLV. I'll come in here next week. I can almost promise you that.
That's not a must win. It is.
Brad will be there.
That's done. You got that double.
We're gonna take
Have you
care
seen
of that
what
one.
They've done?
I think
they do you lost see what Montana. Pastor has done to my beloved Rebels?
Brad's going to see what a real college basketball program looks like up close and personal.
And they'll be in blue. They will not be in red. It is embarrassing that I paid $70 to see the Rebs.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And that does go to the University of Memphis as well.
I'm proud to support it.
Did you book that through Memphis?
I did. GoTigersGo.com.
Bennett
yes,
Doyle
sir.
Every Thursday.
Shout out to Bennett Doyle, guys.
There you go.
Grizz Radio Network. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Thursday. J&J, 90 FM. Yes.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We don't just give gifts to get gifts in return. You should give gifts because you just want to make the person happy. But, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you can do just that. The Give Gifts and Get Gifts sale is going on right now. So now through Saturday, okay, that's 2 days from now, you can spend $19.99 or more at RIJ on anything, and you're going to get a free Yeti Roadie 24 Hard Cooler. Everybody needs a Yeti cooler.
That's right.
Huge diamond sale going on right now. Apologies. I just had so much to say.
It's my bad.
And again, this week only, diamond bracelets up to 50% off at RIJ.
And Howie's got all the financing options. I was excited to say that too. 12 months interest-free financing, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. Huge diamond sale, as John said, going on until Saturday. Take advantage now. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. 5 locations, 3 here locally, online at rijewelers.com.
Gonna do it for us today. Thanks to everybody that participated in the first edition of Grizz Survivor, first episode. I think we'll continue this if things go this way, and we'll see how many survive on the island by the end of the year. May not be that
compelling
many.
Stuff.
And like you know, at what point will you know the secondary players? You know, as the season progresses, you just never know who gets all the blame. Thanks to Bennett Doyle. Thanks, of course, to Drew Hill as well. Jeff and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.